Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we hope to free you up for some opportunity today. We're going to talk about a number of things with our guest, Bob Kudla from Trade Genius. And we're going to be talking about opportunities that are out there. And I know we're getting squeezed on all ends. People are looking for viable second incomes. Going to work at Walmart ain't it, folks. We got something here for you you're going to like. But also, I think you need to be aware of the trends. And Bob and I are going to discuss some of these recent trends and some of them are negative, but when negative situations are created, a lot of people don't realize this, it creates opportunities for investment in other areas. So we're going to hit that as well. Bob, welcome to the show and congratulations on your vacation. I am so envious here in Tahiti and basking in the sunshine, snorkel beaches. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're in Tahiti. Sorry for the dark. It's dark here. We're in the first time in the Southern Hemisphere for me, so I'm enjoying it. But hey, nothing I wouldn't do for you, Dave. I'm here on the show. It sun's not up yet, but the roosters are crowing.
Oh yes, this ranks up there. Like 4 a.m. Romanian interviews. I've done those, so this is pretty cool. This ranks up there as far as my guest accommodating the show. Well, the economic news on the surface is certainly not good. So why don't we start there and talk about some of those negative trends, and then we'll kind of blend it into where the opportunities are.
Yeah, I mean, look, in a nutshell, economic activity on a dollar parity kind of level is economic activity is falling. But from an inflation adjusted, it looks like it's going higher. And so really what's happening is people are just losing their standard of living because the Fed is unable or unwilling, the administration is unable or unwilling to really back the dollar and not continue to create unlimited amounts of fiat. And so we have a situation now where the Fed threw up its hands last week and said, hey, even if we don't hit 2%, I still may lower rates. And inflation rate right now over the last 90 days is running at a 5% level. Mm-hmm. And you know, people don't understand is, you know, you just do the rule of 70 and you find out every 12 years you've just cut your standard living in half at that rate.
Exactly.
And so we're in big trouble. So you're gonna have to figure out how to make a minimum of 5% over, you know, your current lifestyle just to be able to, you know, to stand stand still, if you will. And if you look at, you know, incomes, they're not matching. So people are slowly falling behind. And those aren't the people I'm really worried about. It's the people I'm really worried about are people that are on fixed incomes. They're just gonna get ground to death.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the thing I tell people about the banks, and this is just a case in point here. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can take your money, take your retirement, whatever they want. My fear is as the banks begin to slide because they're not getting enough money to lend out and they're in trouble, they'll take your money to cushion their fall. Dodd-Frank 2010 allows them to do it. But the other thing, and you just hit the nail on the head, the rule of 70, if people aren't increasing their income, their standard of living is going to suffer. So people need to find ways to do that. Are there ways that fixed income people can compensate to any degree?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, there's three ways, right? You cut your spending, you get a job, or you have to take your portfolio and be able to generate, you know, income from, you know, the amount of money that you have in your portfolio. So I guess there's a fourth way. You could probably cash in the cash value of your insurance. But you know, probably the way that's most durable is if you can learn how to up the income, you know, from your current portfolios.
Yeah, and you got to. And I don't think, here's my concern with a lot of people. I know a lot of people in their 70s, and they tell me, Dave, I've got to get a second income going. I got to go to work. I'm going to work at Walmart, and I'm not besmirching Walmart. I'm just using this example where they go to work in retail. And it eats up their lifestyle. Many of them don't have the energy to do what they did 20 years ago. And it's just really a deficit for them. So to me, that's not an option, getting a hardcore second job.
Yeah, look, you know, Dave, there's really some really straightforward ways to to earn double digits on your on your portfolio from a cash basis. I look at stocks a little bit different than most people. I view stocks as my Airbnb Bobs. So, I own a company. I'm trying to determine how much cash I can extract from that company, either via income or via selling calls against it, or you catch a what we call a secular move where the value of that company, goes up, over a few month period of time. And that's where I focus on. I'll give you guys a freebie here. ExxonMobil is moving now. It's up 15% from its recent lows. But there's a tracking stock on ExxonMobil called XOMO that pays a 15% dividend. Okay. They have one for USO, they have one for TLT, and then there's other ones out there that are like shipping companies that pay high dividends. And then if you don't like any of those, the pipeline companies, and these are just conservative plays, and you can still trade in and out of those, buy low, sell high. They trade in really nice ranges. So we show people, how you can use the dividend dates to your advantage, so you can generate income even beyond the dividend that you receive. So
Sure,
those are
sure.
kind of a few things that we do that's really different. You don't have to swing hard to make enough money, but if you had $100,000 portfolio and you put it in, those three stocks on a third basis, you're generating 50, anywhere between $12,000 and $15,000 of income. And that could be the difference between night and day for somebody who's been able to not enjoy an impoverished lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally agree because right now fixed income is the path to poverty. There's no question about it. And the days of just parking your money in T-bills and things like that, those days are over for now, aren't they?
Well, T-bills give you about 5% right now, but you need to make more than that. See, they're doing 4.5, 5%, depending on where you're at. So the issue that you have with that is that the inflation rate is running that or a little bit higher. If you believe shadow stats, you're at 6 to 9%.
Yeah.
The tracking is saying 5%, the government's saying 3%. So I tend to lean on the shadow stat number. And even if they're wrong, that's a good bogey to beat, because then you're in safe hands, because they don't do any of the crazy what do you call those lifestyle standard of living adjustments that they put in their calculations at the BLS, and the government.
Yeah, the when you don't count the price of gas or the price of food, you can't take the government's number seriously, ever.
Right. Yeah, there's a thing called super core, and that's what you got to pay attention to. And super core is accelerating. I mean, look at now. I mean, oil is up big today. Probably going to get up close to 90. How do you avoid inflation when the number one driver of inflation is going higher,
I know.
and just kills people?
No, you're absolutely right, and you can't. You can't judge on that. So, to me, if you can't park your money in bank instruments and hope to stay ahead of a degrading lifestyle, then you've really got to make your money work for you, don't you?
Yeah, you do, and there's ways to do it. So you can do it. Look, there's always a bull market somewhere. So right now we're climbing out of the long tech, we're climbing into the long commodity, and when that gives away, it's going to be the long bond.
Can
And
you give examples of that? Because people say commodity, bond. Can you break that down into examples?
So obviously the tech needs no explanation. You just have to look at Nvidia, right? So, but you go with the commodities is like, you could buy USO, you could buy Freeport-McMoRan, FCX, GOLD, Barrick Gold, the Devon Energy. Those are examples of commodity-based positions. And then TLT is the long bond ETF, which is a during the financial crisis 2008, it went up 45%. So, when everything's starting to go to crap, you just roll everything into the bond fund, and it pays a dividend. You can sell calls against it, and it's likely to go up. Right now, it's trading in the low 90s. It'll probably go up to 125, 130 in a move like that. And I don't know about you, but if the stock market's crashing 30-40%, I can make 25-30%. That's where all my money's going. But right now I'm heavy energy. So my biggest position, energy. My second position is in some of these biotech plays that are just getting premium for their products, whether you like it or not. And then other than that, it's energy, cash, or the shippers. And that's where the money's being made right now.
What do you mean by the shippers? You mean the people who are exporting to the U.S.?
No, the people that are moving the stuff. Oil shippers, grain shippers. And, you know, with the Red Sea being blocked, they have to go around longer. They charge more premium. And Panama Canal has been open and closed because of drought. And so these shippers are just getting premium pricing for their activities. And it's reflected in their stock prices. So we've been trading those since basically the war in Israel started.
Yeah, if you can't beat them, join them, that's for sure. What about stocks in the military industrial complex?
They're already pretty expensive already. There's no hidden gems there.
So that opportunity's come and gone.
I mean, you know, I'm sure it'll go up if they would get into a full-fledged war, but they're already pretty pricey.
Okay, that's so. But energy's big. You know, I'm a little confused on a global scale. Maybe you can help me with this. We keep hearing we can't produce oil. People shouldn't be driving. Limit your travel. We're going to take your travel away one day. We're hearing all these things from these globalist organizations that dictate to national governments. So how can energy be such a good investment if all we're hearing is we can't use energy because it's bad for the planet?
Yeah, because it's all narrative. You know, the United States is now at record production of oil and gas. Regardless of what the Biden administration says, we're the record exporter of liquefied natural gas, and demand is still pretty solid around the world. Look, the president of ExxonMobil said in 50 years, oil and gas is going to still be the primary energy source for the world. You know, it's just pure physics. You know, unless the world decides to adopt nuclear on a grand scale, I mean, the entire world, the United States included, they have a limitation on how much uranium they can put in. Solar is limited geographically. Wind is limited geographically. And they're both intermittent. And so you only have oil and natural gas. And it's everywhere. You can stick a straw on the ground pretty much anywhere in the world. You can put oil up.
Yeah, it's just like we're hearing people talking out of both sides of their mouth, aren't they?
Yeah, well, look, they're trying to drive an agenda. Look, you know, who produces the oil, right? So you have Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, is that a really loyal friend, right? The Middle East, Russia, you know, and then you have Canada and the United States. So the issue that the globalists have is they want to be able to control that resource, and they can't. Middle East is controlled by the kingdoms. Russia is controlled by Putin. United States and Canada, we have private property protections. And so it just pisses the globalists off because they would love to be able to get that under government control. And then you could control the people with it. But they've been unable to do it. But oil's going to go up before it goes down.
What about stocks related to agriculture? How are they doing?
You know, they're starting to move. Food has been... food has been, from a grain level, it's been pretty cheap. But when it gets to by the time it gets to your mouth, it goes to a number of different people and make a lot of profit. We just had a beautiful trade on BGS, 20-some percent trading into earnings. ADM is starting to move, which is Archer Daniels Midland. And so I think, and Kroger is starting to move. So everybody in the value chain above the farmer is going to make a lot of money in food, especially if the inflation starts to kick up.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of like we can tune out the media and just look at what's really happening with real numbers to get a feel. So,
you make an important point. So at Trade Genius, we just simply use our algorithm. So every day we just look at our algorithm and tells us what is the most likely stock for us to profit from. So I don't even watch the news. If you told me what the news was today, I couldn't tell you. Okay.
Yeah. I hear you because you can't trust any of it, and we're hearing it in this sector now too. Let's talk about your algorithm a little bit. Talk about that, how it works, and how you're able to utilize it to help people in Trade Genius make money.
Yeah, so what we do is we basically look at the angle of the stock action and the channel it's in. Is the channel we are we channeling up, we channeling down? Within that, we have an algorithm that looks at essentially tells you you should be buying the dip or you should be selling the rip. And then we have another algorithm that tells us whether or not the momentum is going to support a move higher. So the ideal state is that you have an upward trending channel. You have what we call the ranger telling you you're in buy to dip mode. And then our other algorithm, the customer named it the worm turns green. And that's a high probability for profit trade. And that's all we do. And then you just look for those all day long. And then you take the trade that you feel most comfortable taking. And then what we do is we give a trade out every day.
Now you developed this algorithm, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been probably 9 years in the making, so we're always tweaking it, but it's pretty optimized right now.
So how accurate is your algorithm? I mean, we could say, the guy shoots free throws at an 80% clip, he's a great free throw shooter. Okay, do you have similar comparative stats that you look at with your algorithm to say how successful are people when they follow the algorithm as recommended?
Yeah, so the algorithm is consistent, and you and I have been doing this interview together for I don't know what, 6, 7 years. So we've always been in the mid-60s for our what's called our win rate. You can optimize anything. I can optimize this to 100%, but I'll never get a trade. So what you do is you optimize it. We optimized it for win every 3 trades, but the more important number is what's called the profit factor. Is that you need to have a positive profit factor for the trade. So, and we have both. So we have a fairly high win rate with a positive profit factor, meaning that if you took every trade that we gave out on an equal dollar basis, you will make money over time. And so that's what we've done. Our customers seem to like it, and we're pretty satisfied where it is. We think we're probably until they change and unless they change how they support the stock market, we think we're pretty optimized for the long term.
Well, if you're doing mid-60s, I mean, if people follow what you're saying, they win 2 out of 3 trades, they're going to be way ahead of the game. I think anyone would take that ratio right there. That's really good. There's an attaboy here that you shared with me. I love this. This guy got into Trade Genius and he said, "This is better than an ATM." And I know you had mentioned to me this guy's made 3 times more money following your algorithm than it cost him to get into Trade Genius.
Yeah, I mean, just that one trade.
Just that one trade, yep.
Just that one trade. Yeah. So I mean, look, depending on what you buy, you're talking 200 to 300, maybe $400 a year with Trade Genius, depending on what bundle you pick. And this guy made $1,100 on one trade this week, and he's been doing that trade with me for weeks now. We've been telling people that that's the oil trade. It keeps setting up every week. That's why I said you buy the dip, you take profit, rinse and repeat. And when that gets played out, you go on to the next trade that Wall Street is pumping. And that's all you do. The nice thing about it is you don't have to be smart to trade. In fact, you can be too smart to trade. Just see trade, take trade, take profit.
Just follow the recipe. When you're following the algorithm in terms, they say, okay, this is good to do this and this now. Is there an average window of time people are looking at from when the recommendation is offered to how long people have to act on it to really realize profit?
Well, if I'm giving the trade out, it's pretty immediate. So, if you need to probably take that trade within 15 or 20 minutes of me putting it out. You can set up your own alerts too with our algorithm. So, if there's certain stocks that you want to follow or you're doing your homework, which you should every day, and say, huh, this one looks interesting for tomorrow, you can go into the TradingView software, which our algorithms are embedded in. And set up your alert saying, hey, if it crosses this price or the worm turns green, I want to be notified, and then you can take the trade on your own.
Okay. And along those lines, you had mentioned earlier, and I didn't pursue this, but I want to now. You said you give out a trade per day. Can you talk about what that means and how that happens?
Yeah, so the service is that we give you access to the algorithm, so you can use it as you need to while you're a customer. You have access to the chat room, but I also put a trade out every day. Some people just aren't comfortable operating on their own at first, and also I want to prove that my system works. So I put the trade out there, and we record it, the good, bad, and the ugly, and that's how we got our statistics.
Wow. I mean, it's like one-stop shopping is what you're doing here. I mean, you teach people how to do it, you make it easy for them to get in to do it, and then you help them do it in the beginning. I think that's really a good model. I want to talk about cost here for a second, but let me just tell you this. I have a friend, he's a retired police officer, and he's feeling the squeeze because he's been retired now for 17 years, and he's looking to make second income, and he's got a kid in college and needs to help. And so he said, okay, I'll do a security guard stuff. He had to go buy security material, like the uniform and so forth. It cost him $280 before he ever made a dime working in security. Okay, so I'm kind of taking that as a benchmark. Talk about what it costs to get into Trade Genius and give me some ideas of time frames for the average person.
Yeah, so Dave, you have a website, a landing page that people can use to join Trade Genius. And what we did there is we put together additional discounts for your service. And you're talking, $299 on the low end, up to $799 to be in the VIP room per year, which is fairly inexpensive as trading services go. You get a lot out of it from us. Like I said, the trades work and the room's great and everybody's kind of like-minded in terms of their philosophies on life. That's a good way for me to put it. So it's a safe place for people to be conducting business. You could join today and tomorrow you could take a trade. So, you don't have to have any special time period. But if you want to become an expert, it'll take 3 to 4 months to really understand how all this works. And then, if you want to do this for a living, probably take you 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
So,
but see, those are realistic numbers. There's no pie in the sky I'm hearing here. These are realistic. And also, too, the fact that you start people out with recommendations means they're going to hit the ground running, which I think is terrific. It's a great idea. See, what I like to do on my show, Bob, I do these various gifts, gadgets, and whatever that we market, and it's about sometimes saving on utility bills, saving at the gas tank. And I'm trying to help my audience save money in these really, really difficult times. And to me, this is more of a proactive, not defensive move. Like if you have an energy saving device, that's defensive. This is proactive. This allows you to, rather than park your money in the bank and lose it, you're able to go forward and you put your money to work in a very inexpensive way to start to turn over a profit and generate second income. So let me, I don't know if you have this stat or not, but I'm curious. Let's say of 100 people that come into Trade Genius, how many stay with you longer than a year and they're doing pretty well? What would be an average number?
I say our renewal rate is around 35%, which is pretty high for a subscription service like ours. I think it's twice the average. So we have customers with me 9 years. So, but people have to determine whether it works for them or not. That's why we make it affordable. So it's a no-brainer decision for people to join us, and then over time, the ROI is in your favor.
Yeah,
Some of
the
these
return on
out there,
investment.
yeah, people charge sometimes $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 for that stuff. I think that's criminal.
That's why you're on my show, seriously, because you're not exploitive. And I'm being very honest about that. I've been approached by other groups, and of course, they'll remain nameless. And I don't know that they're not reputable, but man, what they charge people, I was like, sorry, sorry, can't do that. Because what you're doing here is not cost prohibitive. But what you really do that offsets everything, you almost have like a money back guarantee. If you're giving out trades on a daily basis and someone new comes in and all they do is follow your advice and you're winning 2 out of 3 trades, they're hitting the ground running. They don't have to be a financial expert as they learn the craft.
No, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, depending on how much money you put into these trades, is that you can very quickly get your money back from what we offer. So.
Yeah, this is such a great opportunity. One more number I want to cover because I'm a numbers guy. We went at the mid-60s rate, which is incredible. Two out of three trades, basically. Do you get kind of an aggregate figure? I know it's going to vary, but for return on investment, what kind of percentage of return are you looking at typically?
Yeah, I mean, right now the numbers are saying if you took all the trades and you were 100% invested, it's 75% annual.
You
But
know,
I tell people you're not going to be fully invested. So, and you have to understand too, just because the S&P 500 is showing like a 20% gain since October, the equal weighted indexes are flat. So,
can you explain
meaning
what that
that,
means to the person who might
yeah.
not know?
The top 7 to 10 stocks are taking all the gains,
Yeah, that's right.
but the broad market is flat to down. So for us to achieve positive profit for people in this environment is pretty commendable on our part, because most people's 401ks are not going up this year, even though the headline S&P 500 says it is. You can't be invested 100% in those top seven stocks, or you should fire your fiduciary, because he's putting you in a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, I agree. It's overtreaded. 30 years ago, my wife and I took an investment class in the market at a local community college. And what the lady said stuck with me. And I'd like you to evaluate this phrase. She said, even when the market goes to crap, she said, if you trade in the stuff that people need on a daily basis and you're faithful to that and you don't get greedy, you get in, make your money, get out. She said, you'll make money even in a down market. Did we get good advice on that?
Yeah, I mean, she's looking past the, in a recession all stocks go down. So even if what people like will go down. So, but that's the Peter Lynch thing. You buy what you know, kind of a thing. But there's a lot of stocks out there that, look, you need ExxonMobil regardless, right?
That's right.
You need food stocks like Kroger in a recession. So there are more defensive names you go into, or you just simply sell those and just go into bonds. And because when we go into recession, interest rates do fall. And we'll go into recession. Inflation always leads to deflation, okay? Because you just basically get a collapse in economic activity. And so you just have to know when to shift your season. Think of it as a clock, right? We're in the clock now, the inflation clock. And then the next clock will go to disinflation, and the next clock will go to full-on deflation. And you just move with those sectors, and you'll do fine over time.
The deflation scares me a lot more than the inflation.
Yep. And so that's why we have inflation right now. The Fed's scared to death. Remember, poor people love deflation, rich people hate deflation.
Yeah, exactly. But ultimately, it trickles down because it's the rich people that give you the jobs. So.
Yeah, what happens is, they always say the trickle down, right? When it's going up, the trickle is pretty light. When it's coming down, the trickle's a torrent.
Exactly.
So yeah,
Exactly.
they'll quickly pass on their pain to you, but they just like with the farmers now, the farmers aren't reaping the benefit of the higher food prices because the intermediaries are taking all the gains.
One of the things you mentioned earlier in the show, and I'll come back to this too, that I have a landing page with Trade Genius, which I'm proud to be associated with. It's called DaveLovesTrading.com, DaveLovesTrading.com. Tell people when they go there how they, not necessarily how they navigate mechanically, but things they should look for that they think will benefit them by getting involved in this.
Well, yeah. So if you made a decision to investigate us, you go, the landing page takes you over to a couple of options, a basic package and advanced package. And depending on which one you select, either you're just going to get the trades, get access to the chat room, and you have access to the indicators, the algorithm, or you select the higher end package, you get into the VIP room where you can have a conversation like you and I are having, in addition to those other things. And like I said, you join today, and tomorrow, we send you everything in a welcome package. So you're good to go, and that's it. And you start taking trades. We put out trades yesterday, trades already this morning. Remember, the market opened my time 3:30 in the morning. So, And just so people know, I was at that market open. So I rarely take off even when I'm on vacation, because usually where I usually go west, and it's my family's still sleeping, so it's easy for me to take care of business here until they wake up. Like right now, we know we'll have to sign off in a couple of minutes because I'm going to catch a ferry over to Moorea
All
for the
right,
day.
but yeah, I know, and you're 100 yards from the snorkel beach. Yeah, I'm envious. That's absolutely awesome, Tahiti. But people, I just want to tell you, we try to bring you opportunities, and now this isn't for everybody, but I think you owe it to yourself to take a look at it. Go to DaveLovesTrading.com, and there are specials available because of the Common Sense Show's association with Trade Genius. We've been a proud partner with them for years, and I have to tell you, from my audience, I get nothing but great feedback. In fact, they actually tell me I need to put this out even more than I do, and I've heard that from some of my audience. So DaveLovesTrading.com. Bob, I know you got to run. Enjoy your day in the warmth of the South Pacific. I'm envious. It's raining here in the Phoenix area where I'm at right now, so I'm very envious. But anyway, I really appreciate you coming on and giving my audience an opportunity.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having me, and I'll catch you back in the States next month.
Absolutely, Bob. Take care and have a great time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. And to our friends around the world, welcome. Glad you could join us. Really good to be with you. And you're part of the Common Sense Show. And in this segment, we're going to talk about some fatalism with regard to the border. America, for all intents and purposes, has already been conquered. It's been conquered from within. Yes, it's an invasion. It's not immigration. It's none of these little clever sayings that they like to come up with. America is built by immigrants. Well, America is being destroyed by immigrants. Okay, that ignores the obvious fact. We're going to get into that here in this show. I want to highlight some of the major points, because as we go into the election, the left is going to characterize the immigration situation as positive. They're adding to America. They're bringing their hopes and dreams and escaping persecution. They're doing no such thing. That used to be the way with most illegal immigrants. Seriously, most of them came here and they wanted to be part of America. They became part of America. Second generation kids, they did well. They went to our schools, they went to college. Today, they're successful adults in most cases. That's not the case today. The overwhelming majority want nothing to do with America. We're going to get into that here. Talk to you about some of the major ramifications, and is there an answer? Hey, we're brought to you by what we call Don't Waste Power. It's in don'twastepower.com. This is a handy little device that plugs into your outlet near where your power comes in, and it straightens out a negative electricity. Now, negative electricity is what causes your rate to spike. Oh, the utility companies love it. They don't even try to fix it because they know how much money it means to their corporation, commission, and their investors. So they just let it go. But you pay an arm and a leg for this. Now, plug this in. Straightens it out, the flow evens, your bill comes down dramatically. How much does it come down? What percentage, people ask me? Could be as low as 20% if your system's pretty good. Could be as high as 80% if your system absolutely sucks, like in most of the major blue Democratic cities where they don't maintain infrastructure. It's a great product. It works. All you need to do is plug it in, and it does all the rest. And they guarantee the results. 60 days guarantee. Low price, 65% off. Go to don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com, and there's more information at that link. Okay, I want to read to you a quote from a Reconquista de Atzilaner. And you don't know what that is, I'll explain it to you in just a second. This is from Agustin Cibada. And he was the very radical spokesperson of the Brown Berets, which was the foot soldiers of the Reconquista de Azalon movement, which I'll get to in a second. And he had a meeting where he's publicly recorded saying the following. I'm going to read the quote. If anyone is going to be deported, it's going to be you, speaking to white people. Get out. We are the future. You are old and tired. Go on. We have beaten you like beaten rats. Leave. You old white people, it is your duty to die. Right now, already controlling these elections, whether it's by violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over. Yeah, well, MIT did a study. The mainstream media never talks about this. And this was 8 years ago, I believe, 8 years ago. And in the MIT study, they said anywhere between 22 and 40 million illegal aliens are here. I place that number at a much higher rate. And I mean a much higher rate. Some people in DHS tell me they think it's as high as 100 million. I think we're on the higher side towards 100 million, even if we don't reach that number. That's about what we're having here today. Now, people say, Dave, you just don't like brown people. I'm not interested in deporting people, legal, illegal, because many of them are tricked into coming here. Some are forced to come here. But when they want to come here and they want to wait the tables, work in the fields, raise their kids, have a better life, I have no problem with that. I'm not after deportation with these people. I'm talking about the people who are just here because, or because they're terrorists, or because they're paramilitary. I want nothing to do with these people. And I believe almost all immigrants since Biden's become president need to be deported. They need to prove their case instantly or deportation and send them back to the country of origin and then bill that country. Now you're saying, Dave, why are you taking such a matter-of-fact approach? All right, I had to go to the emergency room when I came down with RSV and pneumonia. I paid an arm and a leg, and I'm supposed to have decent insurance. You would pay an arm and a leg. But if I were an illegal alien that committed a felony in violation of Article 4, Section 4, and crossed the border in an invasion format, I would get free medical. They wouldn't have charged me a dime. This is why hospitals are broke. So many of you can't get admitted, or we do drive-through drop deliveries for babies. Oh, you had your baby at 2? It's 4. See ya. Bye-bye. Because they're overcrowded. They're overtaxed. They're losing billions of dollars, not hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to this practice. Free medical, free school. Okay, so your kid gets $10,000 allotted by the state. Well, since many illegals are not on the books, that cuts into your $10,000 for your kid. So you wonder why you have the Commodore computer in your classroom. It hurts education, overcrowded classrooms, language barriers, slowing the teaching and instruction down as a result of that, thus declining the entire educational process. So that's hospitals, education. Now, what kind of people are coming here now? I'm not talking the past, I'm talking now. Are we getting doctors and lawyers and professors and accountants and teachers? No. We don't know what we're getting because we don't bother to do background checks. We could be getting anything, but one thing we're not getting is educated people. The estimates are anywhere between third and sixth grade education. So are these people more likely or less likely to be on public assistance? Can someone please answer that question for me? More likely or less likely, given their undereducated, impoverished condition when they get here? What do you think? And we're not even counting the kids that are trafficked, which are in great volume. I mentioned this morning in an earlier segment. I said Cornyn and Cruz, the two Texas senators, encountered trafficked kids. They were told by the Border Patrol, we can't do anything because that's the Obama policy. Obama, excuse me, slip of the tongue. More accurate than you realize. Biden's policy is what they said. And they were outraged. Ted Cruz was just almost in tears and screaming, as I would have been too. I didn't care what Washington said. If I was a Border Patrol, I'd have had the balls to do something. And shame on you, officers who don't do anything because you know it's wrong. You need to save the kids. To hell with this administration. It's my job. It's also your soul. It's also your soul. And I got news for all of you. At the end of this conflict, God wins. Maybe that will define the issue for some of you federal law enforcement agents that are compromising to get your retirement. Maybe some of you FBI agents that kick in the doors of school board protesters and abortion protesters point guns at their kids' heads. And you do so, you know it's wrong, but I gotta get my retirement. I'm only 8 years away. Well, hell is forever. We have been invaded. Now, Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, He wants to put these lovely people in our military, meaning Chinese. And we have documented nine times Sunday right here how the Chinese military is crossing the border. How'd they get here? Gee, they let them leave? They put them here. And how about the 100,000 people a year that die of fentanyl because of this? How about that? How about the strain on city services? How about that? No one's talking about these things. We're arguing about numbers, and Biden's bait, worst, maybe outside gun control, because gun control is always followed by genocide. But Biden's worst statement other than that was, if you just give me more money, I'll fix the border. Well, gee, your border czar, Kamala Harris, hasn't even been to the border. And when she went to the downtown area of El Paso, they cleaned it up, same as they did for Xi Jinping in San Francisco. Clean up the mess. Then as soon as it goes back to shit. This is what we have. An invasion. Maybe 100 million strong. Certainly we have 5,000 terrorists, at least. How many foreigners are going to go into our military? And now they get to vote in some cases. They get to be law enforcement in California. An illegal alien, a felony person enforcing the law. Is there something wrong with this picture? Hi, I'm Officer Columbia, and I'm here to enforce the law against you. Even though I'm a felon and I'm here illegally, I'm going to arrest you in the name of the law. Talk about Lady Justice being blind. Lady Justice has glaucoma. She ain't blind. She's deaf and dumb. Our system has no justice in it. It's just us, the people at the top in charge. Now, who makes money on this? Wall Street. It's so clear, Wall Street. There's no unions. There's no health insurance. There's no EPA enforcement for that. There's nothing. No work labor conditions. None. They get what they want. Welcome to America, a nation that has been conquered from within. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome to this segment. Glad to be with you. Thanks to our friend, Bob Kudla, for a really good presentation on second income opportunities that he's offering through us. And I would really advise you to take a look at it. We're brought to you by DaveLovesTrading.com. That's Trade Genius, DaveLovesTrading.com. And you'll see it's a win, win, win. I love to bring opportunities, whether we're saving energy or whether we're saving on gas, whatever it would be. I want to use this as a platform to help people intellectually, help people emotionally, help people spiritually, but help people financially as well as when I can. So go to DaveLovesTrading.com and look at the best second income opportunity that's out there. And it doesn't take an arm and a leg to get started. And you get guidance all the way through DaveLovesTrading.com. We have a situation here where Dave does not love what's going on in the state of Washington. Of course, when you had a governor like Inness, I mean, this guy is as big a despot as I've ever seen. They even built FEMA camp buildings. We put pictures of it where they were going to house the unvaccinated, but they had to back off for now. We published the pictures on our website. There is no question what was going on. These people in Washington are lunatics that are running your government. I mean, we're going to let Chaz, you remember that crap? Remember that crap? And that we'll let anybody commit crimes. We won't dispatch the police. We'll defund them. You're on your own. You're a 65-year-old widow living by yourself, and to hell with you. This is who these people are that run this state. But you're not going to believe what's happening now. You're not going to believe it. I'm going to read to you from a news summary here very quickly. Washington State get $2,000 to snitch. excuse me, to snitch on your neighbor for speech crimes. Now, can I go out and say, hey, John Doe, Jane Doe, I don't like you. I see you on the street. I'm going to squash you like a bug. I'm going to run over you, and then I'm going to shoot you dead. I deserve to be put in jail. No question. That is a crime. But if you say, hey, Governor Inness, you're a slob. You're a communist. You got rid of good police because they wouldn't follow your communist dictates. Well, that qualifies me to be right here in this group here. Okay. The thing is, I don't need to be snitched on. I'm snitching on myself. The people who are elected for the most part to state office and appointed to state office in Washington State hate America, hate freedom, hate our Constitution, love China, love the cartels, love pedophilia, love corruption. There you go. I just committed your speech crime. Let's talk about what this is. Washington State, a new bill is about to pass into law that would pay up to $2,000 to people who call a government hotline to report hate crimes and quote bias incidences. You know, I pride myself on we are all children of God. Even people who cross our border who are terrorists, I hope they find redemption. I hope they repent. They're a child of God. Now, do we need to deal with them? Darn right we do. But nonetheless, I really practice what I preach, and most of you do too. Most of you do too. But what if I say something about someone who doesn't look like me and I attack their character? And I'm going to say, hey, look at the Black Lives Matter people. They took all the millions of dollars meant to really promote Black interests, promote the image of Black contributions in America, which I have no problem with at all. I think it's healthy. And then they turned around and just used the money for their own benefit, build houses. This has been well documented. And I say that, oh, Dave's a racist. He's criticizing someone who doesn't look like him. That's how this can be used. This is unbelievable. A bias incident is a speech that is an expression of animus, quote unquote, where criminal investigation and prosecution are deemed impossible and inappropriate. All records will be kept in a secret government database. Can you say East German Stasi, the KGB, huh? The Third Reich, right? The SS, concentration camps. Tell me that's not where this is headed. It gets worse. The Senate bill is called S-427. Should be S-666. Another story, another time. And it's waiting for the leftist Governor Jay Inslee, who I've already expressed my animus and bias towards. By the way, he looks like me, so at least I'm not going to be accused of being a bigot. And he is expected to sign this to become law. The bill states that the Attorney General's office shall oversee a hate crimes and bias incidents hotline staffed during business hours, dedicated to assisting people who've been targeted or affected by hate crimes and bias incidences. Inslee, I think you're a criminal. I think you belong behind bars. You participated in mandatory state-sponsored programs that killed people. It's documented. Frontline doctors, stop right there. The bill will effectively stop free speech as we know it. It'll effectively stop political criticism. So if these guys are going to Epstein's Island and we find out about it, if you publish it, that's a hate crime. Unbelievable. The bill, nonetheless, is unconstitutional. But let me read you a few more analysis here of this. Washington lawmakers have defined hate crimes as one in which a perpetrator intentionally, or maliciously causes physical harm to a person based on race, sex, sexual orientation, religion, nationality, and other identities. Yeah, I'm not interested in going after people for lifestyles I don't agree with or practice. I could care less. You have to stand before God yourself. That's not up to me. Judge not, lest you be judged. However, if I don't endorse these particular lifestyles, if I don't endorse certain political views or medical procedures, then I'm guilty of a crime here, according to this. It says that a bias incident means that a person's, this is in the bill, listen to this, means a person's hostile expression of animus towards another person relating to the other person's actual or perceived. This is unbelievable. Race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender expression or identity, or mental, physical, or sensory disability of which a criminal investigation or prosecution is necessary, quote unquote. A bias incident is a non-crime, but it'll be forward to local law enforcement to investigate. So wait a minute. You're not guilty of a crime, but we had reported that somebody said something for you, a la Salem witch trial as expression. Right? No proof is needed. We just call the hotline. Hey, my next door neighbor, I don't like his weeds. Hey, you know, I went out today and he called me a blank blank. Yeah, would you investigate him, please? It's a bias incident. It's a non-crime. But we're turning it over to the police to come investigate you for a non-crime and we'll put you in prison for a non-crime. Law enforcement is prevented from revealing the identity of the accusers to the person accused of hate crimes or bias incidences. So much for the ability to face your accusers in court. They're doing the same kind of deal in Arizona with the criminal communist attorney general, Chris Mayes, who we believe stole her election courtesy of the broken voting machines. Okay, we've been through that. And she is now convening secret grand juries, anonymity, protection of identity revelation to go after people who are election deniers. Same concept, isn't it? Same exact concept. Now, this is just amazing here. A little bit more. The bill previously failed to pass the Senate Ways and Means Committee in 2023. The bill was attacked as a tattletale hotline encouraging people to cash in on hate crimes based on one of the bill. But they're back. They're back. These communists are back. Had enough? Had enough? When are you people in Washington State going to rise up and take this communist governor and the sponsor of this bill and get them the hell out of office by recalling them? And better yet, why don't you hire private investigators collectively, form a fund, and follow them around? Who are they sleeping with? What kind of perversions are they into? Let's do an analysis of their financial sheets. Let's turn their life upside down like they want to do to you and your neighbor. What's fair is fair. It's time that we acted. Hey, check us out on the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we investigate what's new. There's a lot new. We're hearing this right here today. And then also, too, solution-oriented. I just gave you one. Turn this crap back on them. Every time they do pass a bill to come after you, use that in a judo approach. Come at me, I flip you over. That's judo, using the power of the person against them, and flip it back on them. And we do that on the commonsenseshow.tv. Check us out. We'll see you over there. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is so hard for me because I was raised in a military family. I had friends that went to the service academies. They served their country bravely. Many of you have done that, but the service academies are no more. The Air Force practices witchcraft openly, openly. And now we have West Point. You will not believe what just happened to West Point Code of Honor. You will not believe it. And then we're going to tell you why it's happening. This is just beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we are brought to you by a great device. Plug in a small device. You call it StopWatt. And you plug this device in, it straightens out dirty electricity. Dirty electricity coming into your home benefits the utility companies, the corporation commissions, and their investors because it drives your rates through the roof. Well, you plug in this device, negative electricity disappears. It works. They give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enough time to tell. Now, how much will you save? Well, if your system's not bad, maybe 20%. That's a ballpark figure. If your system's terrible, like it is in a lot of aging blue cities, you get as much as 60 to 80% savings. And right now, we've got 30% of America that can't afford the utility bills. This is an incredible device, 65% off. Go to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Well, what would you say if I told you that duty, honor, and country are no longer part of the honor code of West Point? Duty, honor, country. They've replaced it with army values. And Christine Wormuth, appropriate first last name, I would say, but Christine Wormuth, the Secretary of the Army, said, these are good changes. Army values. Why in the world would they replace duty, honor, country. Well, let's go to Dick Durbin. Many illegal aliens come here and serve the country bravely, and we should put them in the military, full status, grant them citizenship, and let's go for it. In addition, I have reported Paul Preston's people have observed time and time and time again Chinese, we know they're crossing the border, we've proven that nine times Sunday, Chinese going into Camp Pendleton in white unmarked vans. What the hell? Well, this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what's going on. This sets the stage for the illegal aliens to take control of our military. Now, a lot of people say, well, when tyranny starts, American soldiers who love America, they won't fire on American citizens. But what if they're not American citizens? What if they're illegal aliens? Therein lies the reason. And this is a form of the Kigali principles in which the UN says that, well, the nation's in trouble. We can send in the troops and they can help the establishment regime maintain power and control. Well, this is being done really like the Kigali principles of the United Nations that Obama and John Kerry illegally signed us onto without treaty approval from the Senate. But this is now being done internally. This is why it's being done. This is what they're after. And I thought you had a right to know. Duty, honor, and country gone. Illegal aliens in, Americans out. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.